any guarantee. But what I do have is a pretty good read over the years of how the Congress and the Senate works. And the idea that we're not going, because someone's not going to be able to get every single thing they want, they're going to vote against some of the things I just named, with nothing in here that's, quote, bad for the environment, bad for the economy, bad for the transportation, is unlikely. But I can't guarantee it.
That was the president earlier today, a news conference at the White House. I'll just say, this is almost as if this is a courtship that's walking down the aisle towards marriage. But the problem is, you're eventually going to get to the altar and you're not going to have an agreement. And the bipartisan bill will fall apart. The other bill, the tandem bill, will fall apart as well. That's what I fear is going to happen. That in a few months, we're going to get down to essentially, are we going to do the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan bill, and some of the other stuff that they're talking about. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. It is agonizingly slow and extremely dangerous work as search teams dig through the rubble of that condo building in Florida. One death confirmed, 102 people have been accounted for, but 99 more residents are still missing. Bipartisan group of senators reaching an agreement with President Biden on a $953 billion infrastructure plan following long talks. The $559 billion in new spending has rare bipartisan backing and could open the door to the president's more sweeping $4 trillion plan later on. The president says this was true bipartisan compromise.
Five Democrats, five Republicans, part of a larger group, has come together and forged an agreement that will create millions of American jobs and modernize our American infrastructure to compete with the rest of the world and own the 21st century.
Also at townhall.com, record heat is forecast in the Pacific Northwest over the coming weekend, raising concerns about wildfires and the health of people in a region where, quite honestly, many people do not have air conditioning. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch. It covers portions of Washington State, Oregon, and Idaho. In Washington, Governor Jay Inslee says, if it gets that bad, there are plenty of places where people can sit down and cool off.
We do have open restaurants. We do have many of these places are open. They might be at 50% capacity, but I'm quite confident people can find activities or shelter, air conditioning, if they want to. I don't think that'll be a difficulty.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 404. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. 674 Desert Pines High School students were quarantined last week after a single case of COVID-19 was detected on campus during summer school. A school district official told the Review Journal the person who had tested positive during the week of June 7th had been at multiple locations around the campus, and students were told to quarantine out of an abundance of caution. Quarantined students were allowed to return to campus beginning this past Monday if they tested negative for COVID-19. Another benchmark for Las Vegas as Resorts World opens its doors tonight. The first mega resort in more than a decade on the Las Vegas Strip. The most technologically advanced resort ever built will feature keyless hotel room entry via Bluetooth connection and a cashless casino floor with gamblers using digital wallets to play slot machines and table games. The property also features one of the largest video screens in the world on the south-facing facade of the resort's West Tower. Resorts World Las Vegas also boasts more than 250,000 square feet of flexible meeting space and 23,000 square feet of strip-facing ballroom space. The $4.3 billion resort was developed by the Malaysian-based Genting.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Your bumper-to-bumper on the 15 southbound at Oakey, north at Spring Mountain through the corridor. Also, a crash. It's nearly straddling the freeway exit ramp. That's 15 northbound at Blue Diamond. And some slowing there on the Beltway, 215 west. That's at Green Valley.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local for a Thursday, June 24th, and we're inching our way to the 4th of July. It will be here soon. We are continuing to update you on the Surfside tragedy, Surfside, Florida, and 99 folks are unaccounted for, one death officially, but there are 99 unaccounted for in that condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in Surfside. The condo just, and when you see the devastation, it's just incredible. Joining us now, always good to have him on, Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI, and this special NPRI report is brought to you by Paul Enos and all the good folks at Nevada Trucking Association. Michael, first of all, it just tragic what happens. And when you see the security video and you see the way this building, this condo, just pancaked, and a lot of people are going to die in this thing.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. You know, it's one of those events you really wish you didn't have to even think about. But unfortunately, it happens. And, you know, the good news about it is we live in a world where everybody has a way to help out those survivors and those people that are struggling. I'm sure there will be, you know, crowdfunded, you know, GoFundMe accounts and things like that. So there are benefits to us living in a more connected world, I guess.
Yeah, and you know what's neat, though, that when you see these tragedies, whether it be a hurricane or a building collapse like this, the people of Florida, they're used to banding together and bucking up, so to speak, and just helping each other out.
Well, and I'll tell you what, we don't get enough credit in America for how well we do that. It's not just Florida. I mean, obviously, Florida's got a long track record of having to come together, for horrible things. But we as a nation are we're a collection of very, very generous individuals. And it always amazes me, anytime there's something like this that happens, it always amazes me how willing people are to step up and do something, even if they didn't know anybody that was personally impacted by it. So there is some good, I guess, that you can take from it, but still, it's a horrible and tragic thing we have to live through.
Michael, I want to bring you closer to home if I can. The 81st Nevada Legislature has come and gone, what's left of the 81st Nevada Legislature, I guess, is going to be the special session. But give me your long view of what happened over the 120 days of that legislative session. Was it as bad as we thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Not a whole lot of good things happened. That being said, you know, It was interesting. I was talking to somebody just earlier today, actually, from the ACLU, and we were discussing the fact that Democrats actually killed a lot of Democrat-sponsored bills. And to me, that's kind of the untold story and something that we shouldn't really lose sight of, is that there's an opportunity there to go to a lot of people who, you know, might have been very interested in, say, criminal justice reform, and all their reforms just died out. There's an opportunity to go to them and say, look, your party, the Democrat Party, or the Republican Party, or what have you, they're not really listening to you. We need to start focusing on these issues. There's a great opportunity following this legislative session that was so partisan and really a disappointment even for Democrats to start connecting with folks on specific policies as opposed to just, you know, Team Red or Team Blue.
Was there anything that was really left undone, though? I mean, there were a lot of opportunity zones or whatever, the innovation zone or whatever that was that the governor was interested in. Are there things like that that were left undone?
Yeah, I mean, the innovation zones, we'll hear about those again. I'm sure next session they'll probably crop back up, and it might be better organized, so it might actually get going a little bit further, so we'll have to see what that actually entails. So that's going to be a big one. Also, you know, school choice, it's an issue out there that is more popular than ever with normal people in Nevada, and yet it was completely neglected, save for a few million dollars in a one-time appropriation for the scholarship program. So that's something I think that you're going to have to hear more about as the years go on. Aside from that, you know, there were some little things. One of the little things that really caught my attention was that bill that Nicole Cannizzaro put forward at the very end in conjunction with MGM, and they basically wanted to ban guns from casinos. And that's probably not going to go away because MGM was all about that, and they are not happy that that did not pass. So there are a handful of little things like that we're going to see crop up time and time again. From our perspective, it was a bad session, and most of the things we were hopeful for when it came to transparency or what have you just really did not happen because of the partisan nature in the city.
Going back to AB 321, this whole thing of ballot harvesting and at-home voting, they are now codified. They are now memorialized in our state. My question is, what are Republicans doing, or do you see any evidence that Republicans are doing something to counteract that AB 321?
You know, I don't know exactly what the Republicans are up to right now when it comes to that. I will say this, though. There's an opportunity for Republicans, because the things that were passed, you know the ballot harvesting and mail voting and what have you, those are things that are viewed as very partisan. So it wasn't as if the Democrats said, look, we want to make sure that it's easier for everybody to vote, so we're going to mail everybody a ballot, and we're going to do this, this, and this to make sure that the integrity of the system is maintained. There was no give and take. There was no compromise. There was no, a little bit of this for a little bit of that. It was just what they want, and that's all that was included, and Republicans got absolutely nothing. And the one thing we know is people who are in the middle are distrustful of that, even if they like the idea of mail-in balloting. They're distrustful if it looks like it was a completely partisan effort. So there's an opportunity for Republicans to message there, but we'll see whether or not they can actually pull it together and do so.
I got to ask you about the money going to education. There's some $500 million coming into the state from the feds and different sources for education. Will it make education any better in our state? Will it get us from 50th to 35th?
Oh, of course not. The problem that we have in the state is not the dollar amount that we're spending on education, how we're spending those dollars. And that's what they, lawmakers are just continually forgetting, is that you can throw all the money in the world at the school and all you're going to have is a really expensive school that doesn't actually teach our kids anything. And we've seen this time and time again. Before we celebrate $500 million going towards the schools, we should probably sit back and ask ourselves, well, how come the last time we did $500 million to the schools, this didn't improve anything? How come in 2015 when we did that historically large tax increase, that didn't fix anything? How come it didn't fix anything last session? And the answer is because we're not spending our dollars in any new ways. We're just throwing it at the system. Most of it's going to the union, and most of it's not actually getting to the classrooms where the kids need it.
How do we get parents involved? How do we get parents to become activists? And not just ask and go begging and groveling, hey, part of this, $500 million, could we have just a little bit for ESAs, please? And actually demand these changes. How do we get parents to do that?
Well, I think it's two things. I mean, first of all, you do need just more parents to be involved. And that's, if there's a silver lining of the whole COVID crisis, it's that a lot of parents woke up to the fact that, hey, we need some sort of choice. And you see that by the way that the culture is changing. Even though we don't really have any educational choice options in the state, you still see thousands of kids not returning to CCSD. And that's because maybe the parents have scraped together enough money to send the kid to a private school. Maybe they've decided they're going to do homeschooling. Maybe they've gone to a pod or a micro school. So parents exercising those kinds of choices that are still available to them is step number one, and really reaching out to them. Step number two is, people who are in that movement, people who care about that issue, it's time to go out there and start talking to people who don't otherwise agree with you. This is an issue that is actually surprisingly popular among rank-and-file Democrats. Talk to them and get them involved, because they're the ones who are going to be able to put more pressure on the Democrat lawmakers that represent them.
But can rank and file Democrats, can they influence the teachers union? I mean, can they bypass the teachers union?
Yeah, I mean, and this is, that's the biggest problem that we have, is the teachers union is a huge political entity. Not only do they have a lot of muscle up in Carson City, but, think about it, they're basically just a super PAC. They're just a super PAC that will go out and spend money to elect or fight against a particular candidate. So lawmakers are really deferential to the teachers union simply because it's so many dollars. Now, that being said, that's only going to go so far. And we've seen it in other areas across the country where, states, we're kind of in the middle. If you look nationally, we're in the middle of a school choice wave. All sorts of states and cities and school districts are adopting some form of choice. And tell you right now, that's not because they're all run by, you know, overwhelmingly run by Republicans. Democrats are finally listening in some of those states to some of their constituents and say, look, I don't care that the teachers union is going to fight against me on this. I was put here to, say, represent this mostly low-income community. I'm going to do that. And that's really where we have to get to right now, is we've got to make sure that politicians from both parties know, look, there's a consequence if you don't stand up for me and my children.
By the way, coming up, we're going to talk with Michael Schaus about what's going on in the People's Republic of California. There is breaking news there on the recall effort of Gavin Newsom. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. Also, we'll talk about the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan agreement that was ballyhooed earlier today. Will it ever become law? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this special NPRI report brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. I always forget or I leave till the end and I end up shorting you. You've got a major event coming up in August at NPRI. And Molly Hemingway, somebody that I absolutely love her, is going to be the featured speaker. Can you talk a little bit about what you got coming up?
Yeah, very excited to announce that, you know, we're finally back live in person, however you want to say, you know, now since the world is kind of returning to normal, we're going to be able to do our annual dinner again, which is fantastic. It's going to be at the Venetian. It's the 19th of August. It's going to be that evening. I believe it starts right around 6 o'clock. Molly Hemingway, if you don't know who she is, she helped found the online magazine The Federalist, and she's actually one of their senior editors. She also wrote a book about the Kavanaugh confirmation. She's got another one coming out about big tech and the media and elections. And she's going to be a really interesting keynote speaker. Plus, you'll have some time there to socialize and just, you know, chat with us at Nevada Policy and have a fellow supporters. It's going to be a good night. We're really looking forward to finally having everybody in person again. It's going to be great.
Well, and can I tell you, it has been so long. I mean, every week now, I am seeing people I have not seen in 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 14 months. And I think a lot of us, and I don't know how it is with you. I mean, you work out of your home a great deal. But it seems as if it just seems like there are a lot of people we just haven't connected with for a year and a half.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of the great part about this. I mean, we always really enjoyed the dinners anyway, just because it is an opportunity to talk to the people and mingle with the people that, you know, support our work and like what we do. And you know, it's a very good way to kind of feel the sense of community, everybody that believes in what we do as a group. But I got to tell you, after the last, you know, 15 months, it's going to be really great to be able to do that again, because there are a lot of folks, you know, who used to show up to every dinner that we just haven't had a chance to connect with on a personal level like that. So if you've got the time, definitely take a look. I know tickets are now available. You can go to nevadapolicy.org/event, and you'll see it right there. And you can RSVP, or you can give us a call or get in contact with us.
And I know that your boss, John Zarpalis, boy, does he know how to throw a party. Holy Toledo, does he know how to throw a party. So this will be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that on the 19th of August. But get your tickets early. These dinners do have a tendency to sell out, so I would think get your tickets early.
Yeah, definitely get them as early as you can, especially because this year represents 30 years of Nevada Policy. So not only is it our annual dinner, but also we're going to have some really interesting specific stuff looking at the 30 years of what we've done in Nevada. And I know already we've had a lot of people show interest in that.
So I think that's great.
It's probably going to sell quick.
It will indeed. I want to ask you about the infrastructure bill. There's bipartisan agreement, supposedly, in the Senate that means that maybe it can pass. But then the president threw us a curveball and said, oh, well, just so you know, I won't sign this bill if Republicans don't agree to my social welfare bill that's like many trillions of dollars. Is this bait and switch kind of? You know, we get all excited about the bipartisan agreement, and then all of a sudden he throws essentially a hand grenade into the deal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look at the very beginning. The infrastructure bill was never really fully about infrastructure. It was about things like mandating unionization and getting rid of right to work and crazy stuff that was in there that had nothing to do. You know, I know that people were joking for a while there because Democrats seemed to think that everything was quote unquote infrastructure, but that was a joke because it seemed to be true. They were putting everything into that bill, so it doesn't surprise me that Biden is still going to say, okay, yeah, fine, maybe you guys came up with some sort of bipartisan agreement, but look, I'm still going to hold it ransom until I get what I want, especially because Democrats know that they need to get something done now, because the nature of politics is they're not going to remain in charge of everything for very long.
Well, I'm just curious, in this bill, in the